Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New England Patriots scored early and often yesterday in Foxborough.
Slowed the run down a little. And Michelle's finding! Give him touchdown number three!
That was the call on CBS as Sonny Michel scored his third touchdown of the first half yesterday. The Patriots led the Chargers 35-7 at halftime and went on to win 41-28. Pats coach Bill Belichick.
You know, our team played well and made plays in every area and played with a lot of energy, a lot of effort. And so it's good to be. Good to be playing this time of year. Good to be able to move on.
Pats are moving on to play the Chiefs in Kansas City this coming Sunday with a trip to the Super Bowl on the line. For a look at yesterday's win and a look ahead to next week, we're joined now by ESPN.com's Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, when the clock ticked down on the first half yesterday, I said to myself that that was probably the most perfect half of Patriots football that I have ever seen.
And you probably said, I didn't see this coming. Where was this all year? And that's the beauty of sports. The Patriots had been working towards this all season. They had shown flashes of it at different times in different games, but hadn't been able to put it together. It's a real credit to the coaches and the players that they did.
So why were they so dominant?
Well, it started with their approach. When they won the opening coin toss, they took the ball, which they usually don't do. They usually defer the choice and kick the ball away. So it was a decisive statement by the coaches that said, offensively, we think we have an advantage over the Chargers. And I'd say it was the offensive line, Bob. They really set the tone up front, got that running game going. We heard the Sonny Michel touchdown, and that made life easier for Tom Brady. He was hardly touched.
It was so amazing to actually see him standing for most of the game.
No question. And at 41 years old, listen to this stat line, 34 of 44 for 343 yards, one touchdown, and no interceptions. So another vintage performance from Tom Brady in his 38th career playoff game.
The Chargers scored a touchdown on their first possession, but then hardly had any success after that until late in the first half, late in the second half, when it really didn't seem to matter anymore. How did the Patriots put a lid on the Chargers' offense?
Well, the first thing that they did was they had a short memory because they had the one miscue where they cut the player free for the long touchdown, and they didn't let that turn into more bad plays going forward. They made the Chargers one-dimensional. They shut down the run. The Chargers only had 19 rushing yards on 10 carries, and anytime you can make the team one-dimensional and force them to pass, it makes the game a lot easier on you. And of course, it should also be mentioned, the Patriots offense put so much pressure on the Chargers with how perfect they played. That helped as well.
Yeah, the Chargers defense was on the field for a huge chunk of that game yesterday.
It was. The time of possession advantage was 38-22 in favor of the Patriots.
Wow.
38-22. And Sonny Michel, that was a vintage performance from him. The first time in 25 years that a running back had more than 100 yards and three touchdowns in one first half of a playoff game.
Good for him. Good for the Patriots and for him. You know, you could see the breath of everyone who was on the field yesterday as they were working hard, running around. Was the cold weather a factor, do you think?
Yeah, I didn't think it was as much of a factor as maybe I did when I saw the initial forecast. And I would say, looking ahead, they're going to get more of that going to Kansas City because the forecast there looks frigid. Tom Brady, his experience in the cold certainly helped the Patriots.
All right, well, let's talk about next Sunday. Pats are going to have their work cut out for them in the AFC Championship game on the road at Arrowhead Stadium against the Chiefs, who had a big win themselves on Saturday in their playoff game, 31-13 against the Colts. What's the biggest challenge facing the Pats?
The biggest challenge for them is that they have been a different team playing away from home. And they were 3 wins and 5 losses in the regular season. And for whatever reason, they just haven't been able to put together that complete performance on the road. Arrowhead Stadium gets to one of the loudest stadiums in the league. We remember from 2014, the Patriots had a lot of problems in that stadium. So really just showing that they can come together, they're all they have on the road. There's no home crowd to build them up. That'll be the biggest challenge.
So communication will be an issue if it's a very loud stadium. I mean, yesterday the Patriots communicated very well because when they were on offense, the stadium was pretty quiet. When they were on defense, it was wicked loud. It'll be the opposite this week.
That is very well said. And you're also going to a place you're not as familiar with. You don't have the comforts of, you know, your own sleeping in your own bed and the routine that you have in your home stadium. The communication is very well said because the Patriots sometimes like to play fast with no huddle, and the communication when you do that is so important.
And it will be, the high will be 15 degrees.
Oh, I have to get my winter coat ready, Bob.
Okay. Mike Reese will be there next weekend, and then we'll talk to us again next Monday morning after what we hope will be another Patriots win. Mike Reese covers the Pats for ESPN.com and provides us analysis here on WBUR. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.